Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
God love you.
God bless.
That's what I say.
God bless.
What an intro.
So we're in...
Friday Club.
Getting
the intro in. I could stop listening to them after them intros.
It's enough to put people off, isn't it, I think.
We ain't.
It is, Chris.
So we're in Glasgow.
C to the B to the B to the C. Big JP. Friday Club.
How are you feeling? Post.
Okay.
Carlisle.
Okay. Thanks everybody who came to Carlisle.
Injured, man down.
Stage it was
dive,
rowdy, wasn't it?
Stage dive went horribly long, didn't it?
He blamed me for that, you know.
But it was your fault. You were all over the shop. San Miguel up floor. To be fair, I'd done an early stage dive. That was fine. That all went to plan. And then there were a couple of lads up front row asking for another one.
No, more.
So you've got to give up.
You've got to go out at the top.
I should have let it lie, but you've got to give the people what they want, haven't you? So I went for the second stage dive and I judged it. I knew what
trajectory.
I needed to, yeah, trajectory. I needed to propel. And as I'm sprinting, eye contact with a lad on the front row, he's giving it that one. Come on, waving me in like a Boeing. He's going in. I'm sprinting. Go to traject. San Miguel on the floor, I slip. Bang.
I bet when they were 2 meters
completely
short,
misjudge.
Landed so how far short were you?
Oh, was it a good meter and a half?
It was a red flag. You know, when they do a long jump, red flag. Yeah, false start.
I ended up doing the
false start.
Cosby flip.
Cosby flop.
Flop.
It's a Cosby flip.
Yeah.
I think you've only got yourself to blame, really, because the first one was textbook.
Yeah.
And then you've tried to force it.
Yeah,
sometimes I'm not trying to force it. It's been asked for.
Giving the people, you've got to leave people always wanting more, Chris.
Fuck me, they love it. And
like when you're making love.
By the way,
walk out if we finish.
Just walk out halfway through. Yeah,
I think we should be commended. How many episodes have we done? Sevens. This is the first time we've had a drink. We're a credit to the industry.
Yeah, we are professional.
Everybody's a bit rough. After
Carlisle,
nights on the tiles in Carlisle.
I feel all right now. Four cans on train, I feel fucking brand new.
It's a lively old town, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Carlisle.
Yeah. I think because it's just out of the way, isn't it, on its own. They haven't really got else, have they? Like, not much else to do.
But I must have sprinted down Carlisle High Street looking for four cans with 6 minutes to spare.
For the train.
Made it.
Came back, I mean, Paddy and... You were disappointed, weren't you?
Yeah.
Disgusted, in fact.
Yeah.
I got the look of...
When he come towards the train station, we know can, I says to the driver, just set off, mate. Fuck him. Just get off.
I went into two Polish shops and he was...
Not even any...
Nothing.
Tisky.
Nothing. Talking of danger wanks, what's your strategy on a night with your loved one if you want to... I'll picture the scene, like say Sunday when you've had 8 cans... You're horny, but she's clearly not.
Yeah, she's had a bottle of wine and she's not
made
bothered.
It perfectly clear.
What do you go for the if you
what,
if
persuasion?
You need to? No,
oh.
Like
usually
just get off, get off.
Usually, flopping around. The chloroform works a dream.
but you know it.
You know what? You're going solo.
Yeah,
you need to go solo.
If you need to get it out, what do?
I just wait till she's asleep and then.
But
off you go.
And this is a bit of advice. If you've got a soft mattress,
you
don't want the shake. If you get one foot on the floor, it acts as a bit of a stabilizer.
Oh, right. So you're basically building a bridge, aren't you?
Yeah. If you put a lot of weight through that foot, there's no shaking, so you can get them out clean. Clean. I was going to say get them out clean.
you can get away with it if you...
Yeah. 100%. I mean, you'll be experienced at this.
Why will I?
Just because you're just a horny man. So what do you do? Because you don't want to wake her up, do you?
It's a bit personal, this. It's getting very personal, isn't it?
I know, but we've all been there, haven't we?
We've all had a drink.
I know a man that might have done a Carlisle live show last night, and this is as dangerous as it gets. He's gone full laptop.
Yeah, that's...
Full laptop. So basically...
It's ambitious, isn't it?
He might as well turn light on, isn't he?
Who has? Who's gone full laptop?
Well, we were his live guest last night in Carlisle. He's just sat behind us now. Wanking, actually. Patty, put it away.
But there's levels,
then what
are
you doing for mopping up in that situation? Have you got... Just leave
just
it.
Deal with that.
Just deal with it.
Mopping.
But like, I don't know if it's socks or tissues, however you please, but the stabiliser...
You can't have... You just got a bog roll outside.
You've got...
Just for
prepare the... yourself, but the main thing to take from this is the stabiliser, because the soft mattresses...
Yeah, but if you
could... She's waking up, Chris. I'm telling you.
I was having this conversation with... Like, we'd had a few drinks and some of Rosie's mates were talking about it, talking about one of our mates, and said... He were having a wank overnight. She said, I weren't asleep. I knew we were doing it. And she was saying that as he was getting going, she'd just move a bit and then he'd stop.
I like that.
And he'd give it a couple of minutes. And then he'd off his nose again. And she'd give it one of them. Freeze again.
It took him 45 minutes. Like if he went
like musical statues.
Yeah. what's the stuff that you wipe wood down with? Like, you know, the thing that you sand wood down with. What's it? Sandpaper. So it's took him 45 minutes for a wang. It looks as though he'd been doing it with sandpaper on his hand. You know what I mean? It's red raw.
Thing is, I think, you know, the other night in Nottingham when you said I was a bad sleeper.
Yeah.
When I was clearing my throat.
Yeah. That put me off.
I was going to say, it's just come. Were you having a wank there? Were you?
No,
you were thinking, because you said it phased out. So it came in strong and then it gradually went away. Were you timing your. Were you timing the wank?
You know why you need to clear your throat? Because his helmet were at the back of it.
Oh, Jesus.
What about last night, by the way? Running on from the story last week, I've never slept walked. Yeah, never had any issues like that. And last night, I just woke up in front of the lift in the hotel in my underpants and socks.
It's changing your life, isn't it? This
bizarre.
Have you honestly never done it before?
No. I remember getting up thinking I need a piss. And I don't know what happened in that space of time, but I woke up in hallway in a hotel.
Thing is, you've seen it unfold, Matty, didn't you? Did you just let him go?
Little tap on the door. You just woke up. Return. Just heard the tap on the door.
Well, the tap on the door. Matty told me this morning the tap on the door got a turn off her. It went bang bang bang, and you thought, oh, it's something serious now.
So, can you remember when you actually woke up?
I remember waking up thinking I need a piss, and I don't know that there's like a blackout period. And I just woke up in hallway in hotel. Bizarre, but you.
Where did you have your wee then? Did you just go back and use the toilet?
That's why I had out of order on it this morning.
Do we get to the emails?
Yeah.
Are you dipping in?
Dipping in.
Give us one, John.
So this is anonymous. Obviously, I can't say his name. So there's this guy. That's what anonymous means, isn't it? Keep it quiet. So there's this guy, and he's put. I'm having a very relaxed sexual relationship with an older lady.
Oh.
Right? Sound.
Sound. Good on you, lad.
So basically, what's happened is it's a long thing, so I'm gonna
surmise.
Cut it down. So basically, this older lady's come round to his house one night, and they're in bed, and he's heard the guy who lives with him come upstairs and get in the bath in the room next to his room. Bearing in mind, there's another bath at other end.
Has he carried on?
There's another bath at other end of the house.
Has he carried on, or have they stopped?
I think they carried on. Right, so the other lads who lives in his house has had a bath, and then the door opens to his bedroom door.
Right.
And his housemate is stood there with a towel wrapped round him.
What are you smiling at?
So what's happened next is what's happened next is this guy has slipped onto the edge of this bloke's bed whilst there's him
to get involved
and the older lady in bed.
Right.
The towel has been slipped from round his waist and put on the floor. Next thing, all hell's broke loose.
Hallelujah.
All hell's brought loose.
But has she been accommodating?
Yeah, very accommodating.
He says everything's fine. Right. Everything's fine with the situation.
Is the word spoken, or is he just give the nod? She's give the nod. Other blokes give a nod. Wink.
It don't go into that much detail on here. But this is where the guy has got the problem or wants a question answering.
Right, okay.
2 weeks later, he gets a photo message from this older lady, and she's in his bed.
But he's not there.
This guy's not there, no.
The main right. man's not there.
The owner of the house.
He's not there.
The owner of the house, and obviously the guy who's been in this casual sexual relationship with this older woman. He's working away, I think. What it says on here. So I'm like, you're in my bed, love. Yes. Says, oh, I've come round to see this other gentleman. Well, you're away working.
So he has swooped.
He has swooped.
He invited around.
So the question that this guy wants everybody to answer is that a bit out of order, taking a phone number and then getting her around to his house when he's not there?
Very good question.
And as I said, we're going to keep it anonymous.
Did she enjoy herself? As he put...
He ain't said. He ain't said if
I don't know where to start with that one, Chris.
No.
What do you think?
Do you think it's a line that's been stepped over?
So were the boyfriend and girlfriend the main man and...
No,
said
just casual.
Lady? Just casual.
Just casual.
Yeah. I think it's fair game.
So did they go out for dates? Or is it just sex?
Wait a minute.
I think it's fair game, John.
Well,
she wants a good time.
So that obviously he's asking the question to us and everybody else. Do you think that's all right? I do, personally.
You think it's
to
all
summarise,
right?
To summarise, he's a bit of casual sex.
Yeah.
They've getting the mate involved. The mate swooped in, gave her a better time than what she was having with...
The other fella. Yeah.
And then she's moved on.
Well, at the bottom of the email, it says she didn't move on. Well, she came back. But... what's your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's all how the relationship is between, if it's not a dating thing, if it's just a bit of casual,
was the feelings
casual love making.
There wasn't feelings, was there?
No, I don't, no. Well, it says not.
No.
So
for me, I think, fair enough, everybody's happy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Were you happy?
That needs to fucking go. She listens to this.
Is she a Patreon?
What, alas? What about alas? Not fucking... Not Sam.
But some wouldn't.
Some would be pissed off, I think, wouldn't they?
Do you think?
Well, yeah. In his bed. In his bed before he goes to work when he's off away
and then
working.
You've got to come home and clean sheets.
Thing is, that we call the breakfast club. Fancy breakfast club.
What, you and her?
Breakfast at John's.
And I said, what about breakfast at John's house?
Oh, it's all coming out, innit? Eight cans deep.
Where were this, Preston?
Great.
No. We're both single, obviously.
Great email, by the way. Thank you very much for sending that in, Megan.
Was it still anonymous?
It's still anonymous.
I'm pleased he said it was anonymous.
Well, can we get rid of the old L block loose bit? The old L block loose bit is probably a bit too far. It might be too much for Katie, that.
Oh dear.
Oh God.
Oh dear.
So, any more emails? Fuck yeah, people at work listen to this. Could be getting a fucking ring back here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And this is why we don't do him pissed.
I know.
Has Sprout Leaf not said anything to you either?
How's Nodder? Is it Nodders?
Nodder.
No, to be fair, I saw him in town the other day. He works at Market Security.
Fruit and veg.
Yeah.
I take it he still doesn't know.
No. Well, he said hello, so I presume not. But fucking hell, yeah. Have we got any more emails, by the way? We're just fucking them off. By the way, he went for phone, didn't he? We're looking
through. I was like, I could see you checking. I've seen that, this one.
I thought, that doesn't ring a bell, that.
But the story does.
I thought, I've heard this before.
I've seen the lead role. I've seen this film before.
I was perched on the end of the bed.
What made you just feeling confident that day?
I must have been.
I like your strategy though. Just going in with a towel on, and then did you just drop to the floor? Like the big reveal.
Did it drop? I think yeah. I might have sat and then.
Did you give it one of them? Did you give it one of them when it dropped? Did you go, oops? Whilst making eye contact.
Well, I'm here now, aren't I? Might as well get involved.
Or did it? Or one of them where it fell, but then stayed on the mast.
Just in case.
Just shrinking.
Full mast.
Look like a ghost. He had two eyes on it.
Fucking Casper. Casper in the corner.
Oh, geez. Never again. Never again after eight cans.
No, it's just look,
need to stop this. Yeah.
Fucking does. Don't clean an image up.
This is when you're at your best, though.
Eh?
This is you're at your best.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Got a little tale here off the back. This is actually off the back of the Metrodome Tickler. Big fan of the show. Keep up the great work.
Wait a minute, Chris. Universal.
Merry Christmas.
Off the back of John's tickling story, I have another swimming pool story to match.
Match?
Yeah. So this is about his friend. He's named him, but does it need to be anonymous? Andrew, sorry. Here we go.
There's lots of Andrews, isn't there?
So Andrew was on a heartbreak health kick. We've all been there, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Needs to get back in. Hello.
That was a Paddy Kenny Trump, that, by the way, if you heard it.
We've all been there. He's had a split up, getting himself back in back in working order. Yeah. So we started going swimming regularly. But after his lengths, he liked to regularly do a couple of push-ups as well in the changing rooms. But only this week, it was too busy, so he decided that he'd do them in the shower cubicle. Well into it, in 15, 16, 17, doing his push-ups before there were a bang on the door, and it was the manager of the swimming pool telling him to come out immediately, get dressed, and he had to leave the leisure centre. When I asked why, he hadn't realised that the swimming pool view of the cubicles with all the kids playing and everything, and he was doing his push-ups naked, and they could just see his cock and balls bobbing up underneath.
Like a fishing float. Yeah. A fishing float in reverse.
Like an upside-down whack-a-mole. Just kept popping its head in. So he was asked to leave and never return. He got me been banned. So...
What, so is it like frosted glass on the...
I don't know. If you know the leisure centres, they've got the just cubicles. Normal doors. Yeah, proper cubicles.
They've got a big gap, haven't
they? Probably 6 inches.
Yeah. So you can imagine you're on eye level to that, aren't you, if you're in pool.
And he's the bang next
to the pool. Yeah.
He's dropping down chest to floor, but they can see his one wood and balls. As he's
just bobbing up and down.
No. I don't think any blame can be attached to him, really.
I think there's plenty of blame.
Do you think?
What? Like, do him at home, you dick.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I know, but he's not like, there's nothing noncy about it, is there? Or,
well, no,
can I say noncy?
No, yeah, I think you can.
So is that banning material?
Oh,
is
he's been banned. He's been banned. You see, you say there's no blame on him, but if some people are into that, aren't they? A bit of voyeurism.
That's what I mean.
So you could look at it and go, oh, he's
I didn't listen to that and think he's doing that as a bit of a
mucky thing. Yeah.
I just thought he just wants to get a bit of a chest on him.
Yeah. But he's been banned.
You ever done press-ups in your gym naked?
No.
Sure?
Naked?
Well, I'm not thinking so much the press-up bit, more the thrusting in the gym.
In the gym? Have you had a bit of action in the gym?
No. I'm getting membership revoked here.
You can't just make stuff up.
Yeah, we can.
You want a question?
Oh, well, no, I haven't.
No,
nothing. I'd like to, though.
Would you?
Would you? What would you go? What machine would you go? What's that one? Ski machine? You get two people on that.
The cross trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your training going anyway?
I've got a bad knee, Anna.
Have you retired from marathon?
I'd like to do it again, but I've got to fix. I've got to work some of my knees better now, Anna.
What do you think's up with it? Have you?
I don't know. I've just banged it. It's sore. It's sore. It'll be all right tomorrow.
Thing is, I think he's one of them that when he gets one injury, he thinks about it that much. You know when he said, "Do you ever get a pain in your ass? Ever you get a shooting pain in your one wood?"
Earlier, yeah, I do actually get a shooting pain in one wood.
Is it hypochondriac?
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's you.
So you're basically saying there's no wrong with me?
No, that's I just mean that you
bang your knee.
You bring them on yourself.
Yeah, but it's sore.
Yeah, but fucking, you're walking around like fucking a flick.
Carries a saucer. Yeah.
Like you've got a fucking stone in your shoe.
It's sore.
You've only banged
you. But you let everybody know about it as well.
No, I don't.
Yeah. One of them.
It is really sore.
We got any more emails?
Maybe.
See what I mean? Fucking, you only sat down, you bolt. What?
Do you know what you brought? You made a good point last night when he called you a bold, C-U-N-T.
Yeah.
He kind of gets in the...
He gets...
Almost showing off.
In the lead up to a live show.
Yeah, lead up to a live
you
show.
You get aggressive.
Aggressively...
Insultive.
Yeah, insultive.
Yeah. Is that,
what's he thinking of?
On train.
What's he thinking with that?
Yeah.
Because I've never heard him say that.
No, like, he's never called me a C-U-N-T before.
Oh, I have. Oh, I have.
Just not in my... Just not in my presence.
Behind your back. Right.
Yeah.
But you actually said, I'm trying to get myself worked up. I'm trying to get myself in the zone.
Performance mode.
Professionals are professionals. Whatever you need to do in it.
Just like that just be mean.
So putting him down.
Just what?
Putting him down.
To be fair, I need to stop with obviously we had a couple of lads on stairs last night and I said to you this morning, I said, I need to stop calling people fat cunts.
Do you think that's because... You can get away with it if you're fat too and you're feeling a bit slimmer now.
I don't need to stop calling people fat. Remember the guy at Halifax?
He was big. Raging.
So he didn't take it well.
What he called Shed?
Shed.
And you said more like a double garage.
Yeah. So big Shed's on front row at Halifax live show. I clocked him out at Conor McGregor. I went, fucking, how you pay for two tickets? You fat cunt.
That's just not nice, is it?
I know, yeah. And I shouldn't do that because I've been large myself. I still am actually quite large. But I know. See, somebody calls me a fat C-U-N-T. I take it as a positive, like, oh, he likes us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you say that,
not
but
everybody, though, is it?
He says this, but then remember Kilgallen saw you Ramagalough and came for your teeth. What did he say? You've got teeth like a burnt down fence or something?
Somewhat along them lines, yeah.
You didn't like that?
No, do you know why? Because he never said hello. If it's, hey up, Parky, all right, fucking look at the state of your teeth.
Just, like, if you get the hello in first.
Fine, no bother. Yeah, no bother. But he literally came straight in with, look at the fucking state of your teeth.
Had you met him before?
Played against him. So that's why I lost my head. I says, I'm going to put that fuck out of you.
Did you?
And that you, obviously, you know that's not me.
No.
How did he react? Did he apologise?
No, he fucked off. But yeah, if he'd have gone, hey, Parky, you all right? Yeah, fucking hell, your teeth are bad, aren't they? I'd have gone, yeah, no, yeah, they are, killer, yeah, sound. It was just the fact that he never even said hello.
So
was it Toblerone teeth or something?
I think I like that better than the burnt down fence.
I can't remember what it was.
It might somewhat like you've got teeth like a fucking roll rock, but like dropping down houses or something like that. But I don't know what the exactly derogatory comment were.
But what about what I said to Paddy last night?
No, I'm not
happy.
You're not happy. What did you say?
Disgusted myself. So obviously we've gone out after, pissed up, and this was news to me when he told us. But apparently he stood there having a drink, and I've rubbed his belly and said, you need to start looking after yourself, don't you?
I think
is
that's
that right. Paddy's in the room now.
I think that's more cutting than an insult.
No, but it came from a good place. I can only assume it came from a good place.
As if he's the guru. Like, you know,
no, but
he's like Dr. Hillary. Look,
but
Paddy,
yeah,
I'm worried about your blood.
Yeah.
I'm worried about your blood pressure, Paddy. I'm really concerned for you.
It's the rub of the belly for me.
Yeah, it was the rub.
The rub.
The last time I saw him, you were flying, weren't you? Were you training and that? So I think it came from a good place, but I just didn't deliver it. Well, like the rub of the belly.
He was doing a lot on treadmill, wasn't he? Doing a lot on treadmill, and then he just fucking ate it. Right, and that's the results.
So yeah, the rub of the belly, and then you need to start looking at it. So I've apologised.
Did you finish with a tap as well? I'm sure you finished with a tap. It were a rub. Double tap.
Mm. I think I'd end it with a tap on the head as well. Paddy, come on. You're better than that. We'll sort it out.
Yeah, so it wasn't my proudest moment.
Yeah, so if it had said hello, Parky, yeah. All right, yeah. But no, just not just straight in. And
Had you seen Killer again before we did our episode?
I clocked him that night. They were dressed as, who were they, Paddy? They were dressed as tennis players.
Right.
Or Killer were.
But I mean, from that moment up until when we did our episode with him, had you seen him?
I don't know if I had or not, maybe played against him a bit, but I pulled him that night. Obviously, we went and got chains and whatever, and I pulled him to the side and said, help. Don't be a cunt. He says, what do you mean? I says, don't be a cunt. Say hello. If you're going to fucking insult me, say hello before you insult me. And I'd have been fine with that. And he was like, I'm really sorry. Shit his pants. I fucking knocked him out.
Teeth like burned down fences.
But, you know, if somebody's going to insult you, if they say hello, it's all right,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think there's a line, isn't there? Like, too familiar.
So, like, you played against, I don't know, just a random player, and you're in a bar in Magaluf, and he walks past and he goes, fucking big nose.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You'd be like, what are you talking
about? That's a bit much.
If you go, hey, Brownie, all right? Fucking size of your ulter.
Yeah.
Sound, happy. No bother.
Well, it's like then. What we speak about with you, when people just automatically assume that they can call you Baldy, or, you know what I mean?
With a tap just on the head.
Rub of the head.
Hey, Baldy.
You bald tit. But if 5 minutes into the conversation they do it, then you're like, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing is, I know you said the other day that your loved one put it on you on Master Sunday. That is like
forbidden. Fucking Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Never on a Masters Sunday.
So I'm watching the Masters, right? The golf. Right? Obviously, the final day, it's big shit, this. Right? So she comes over to me about 8 o'clock at night. She went, you coming upstairs? I was like, no, I'm watching golf. And she went, are you coming upstairs? Give me the wing. I went, no, I'm fucking watching golf.
Was she very surprised?
Yeah, I think it might be the first time in 3.5 years I've ever turned her down.
Yeah. Scheffler was 3 in front.
Yeah.
We're 4 to play. Was it something like that?
Are you one
of
them?
Not on a Masters Sunday.
Are you one of them? You need to be somewhere, but an offer comes in. Are you going to be late? Like,
yeah. No. Anything on hold.
Everything stops.
Everything. Like funerals, weddings, a lot. There's a lot on hold. Tell the vicar, I'm really sorry. Sending me more sincerest apologies, but yeah. I'm going to be 20 late for a funeral.
Number one priority.
Mm. When you're in the mood, it's the thing. Are you coming upstairs with the wink? You've done well to hold out there. What about you? What would it take for you to turn her down? To turn Rose down?
I don't know if there is anything.
Maybe if she's dead, you'd probably probably knock your head then.
I don't know, she's still warm.
You've got an half an hour period in you. Keep her warm.
But
eating on.
Just anything whether you're too rough, bad knee. Like tomorrow with that bad knee, can you perform?
How rough would you need to be to say, I ain't got it in me?
I don't know, because the rougher you are,
the hornier you get.
Yeah. Me personally, I don't know about you, Chris.
See, I'll say all they do is, like, I'll say, look, I'm fine, I'm fucked.
Do you put a disclaimer out?
Yeah.
Because you're quite shy and you don't like to think. How would you go about it? How would you go about instigating it?
What do you mean, like?
Are you a touchy-feely? Do you just tell her outright?
Say, yeah. Fancy a bit of sexy time.
See, that's the ick, that.
No.
See, yeah, if I said that, I think it'd spin the other way on clock.
Do you fancy a bit of sexy time?
Yeah. Put my gold pants on.
Oh.
Bit of a shake.
No, genuinely, just talk us through it. Sunday afternoon, you're horny.
Yeah. I think you're... There's people in playground at school say, I like Flight Friday Club. There's no way I'm putting this in. I quite happily put you two under the bus, but I'm staying well clear.
What's your go-to manoeuvre?
I get very handsy.
Do you? Yeah. I know what you mean. A few taps on the bottom.
No.
He ties a knot on the rope.
Yeah, I get handsy and then I would drop the towel. I would never just come out with that, like...
No.
Would you fancy a bit of sexual intercourse?
I think it's when you've got kids and stuff, though, you've just got to...
It goes back to the danger wank, doesn't it? Yeah. Like,
when opportunity knocks.
You are an opportunist.
We've got 4 minutes before them poached eggs are done, love.
Yeah.
So we're 3 at a time.
Showtime.
Yeah. Something behind the door.
And then is it just kit off? Like, just
everything off.
As fast as you can.
And off you go.
Like the clappers.
Done.
Ah, my knee.
Pass us butter. You do toast.
But is it like the eye contact? Would you just lock eyes and then go, and then you both know that?
Oh, there's none of that.
No.
No.
Well, no, beforehand, to instigate it. I'm just curious to how it goes about, because I would like to think you don't just say, do you fancy it? I think there's a bit of eye contact or a bit of
No,
just contact with a leg.
No, straight to the point.
Nah, Chris, man, you're doing it all wrong. Well, saying that, you're happily married and I'm flipping, sucking me thumb.
I was about to say, you're doing it all wrong. You're getting marital advice from.
Oh, no, Jesus Christ.
I'll try dropping tower when I get home later.
So can we put a ban on any kind of drinking during these Friday clubs?
No, I like it.
Do you know
I
what?
Like
he's
it.
Made a rod for his own back because he's obviously unleashed a lot of private.
I like unleash anything, haven't I? It's just on the emails.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anonymous as well, yeah. Anonymous. That's the key.
Yeah. No, I think you should bring drink to the table more often on these Fridays.
Every now and again?
Yeah.
Every now and again, chuck a piss one in. Fucking tired and hungry, me, like.
I like them.
What's your favourite hangover food? Have we spoken about this or not?
I don't know, because I flip-flop. It all depends what mood I'm in at the time. That's what I mean.
You don't even believe what mine is, my favourite hangover food.
Sunday dinner.
Beef and tomato pot noodle.
Bland, plain.
Lashings, and I'm talking lashings of tomato ketchup. You know, so it's like mud. You're eating clay.
Is that just because you'll get anything in your body? You don't want to eat, but it's just something
like,
to go
in. I'm not like, if we have a night out, you can't wait to have breakfast, can you?
No, I love that.
See, I can quite easily go until, if I had a night out, I could go till 5-6 o'clock without having out to eat.
Yeah. See, I can't relate to that. No. What about you? You're a feeder, aren't you?
I love it. Comforting food. Comforting food, yeah. Food and sex.
I think if you can get a...
Rose, I'm going to be rough on Sunday morning. Would you like sex?
Would you like some sex? I honestly can't get over that.
Would you like some sex?
Just your time, Rose. A week on Thursday, I'm going out Wednesday night.
Put it in the diary.
Put it in the calendar. Set a reminder on your phone.
What about if you're arriving home in, say, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Do you send the text saying, I'm coming back?
Prepare.
I'm full mast. Get ready. What about you? You know, like, if you've been somewhere, say, like, I'll use today as an example. If you're going back tomorrow, do you word her up to say that you're a loaded gun? Brace yourself.
From boat docking. you just leave a voicemail with that noise.
It's universal.
A voice note.
Everybody knows that noise.
I just send her a message with three gun emojis.
That explosion one at end.
It is the winner, because you need to let them know that you're really horny.
Would you go with a text? Would you go with an emoji? Come on. aubergine.
The pistol.
The aubergine. Oh, pistol. A couple of droplets.
What's the pistol emoji?
The slashing one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aubergine. Question mark.
No reply in 10 minutes.
Block.
Block.
On to the next one.
Swiftly moving on.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. Chinese, I think, is my number one.
Chinese.
In the evening.
Are we having a Chinese tonight?
Yeah.
Glasgow, we'll have a couple, and then straight for duck. We'll get the prawn crackers.
Fill the boots.
A bit of chow mein.
Oh, I'm fish.
Fillet beef.
Fillet steak Cantonese.
Well, thanks for listening once again to Friday Club. If you want to send an email, fridayclub@underthecosh.com.
Make sure it's anonymous.
Well, it doesn't have to be.